Chapter 2 Dyke Darrell's Trick.
"Certainly I do," cried the detective. "Come with me, and we will find a place where we can talk without danger of interruption." The two men moved swiftly down the street. At length Dyke Darrell entered a well-known restaurant on Randolph Street, secured a private stall, and then bade Mr. Wilkes proceed. Both men were seated at a small table. "Shan't I order the wine?"
"No," answered Dyke with a frown. "We need clear brains for the work at hand. If you know aught of this monstrous crime, tell it at once."
"I do know a considerable," said Mr. Wilkes. "I was the first man who discovered Arnold Nicholson after he'd been shot. The safe was in the very car that I occupied. I saw the men get the swag. There were three of them."
"Go on."
"They all wore masks, so of course I could not tell who they were, but I've an idea they were from Chicago."
"Why have you such an idea?"
"Because I saw three suspicious chaps get on at 22nd Street. I think they are the chaps who killed poor Arnold and got away with the money in the safe."
"Did you recognize them?"
"No, that is, I'm not positive, but I think one of them was a chap that is called Skinny Joe, a hard pet who used to work in a saloon on Clark Street."
"Indeed?"
"Yes, it might be well to keep your eye out in that quarter."
"It might," admitted Dyke Darrell. "This is all you know regarding the midnight tragedy?"
"Oh, no, I can give you more particulars."
"Let's have them, then."
"But see here, how am I to know that you are a detective? I might get sold, you know," replied Mr. Wilkes in a suspicious tone. Dyke Darrell lifted the lapel of his coat, exposing a silver star.
"All right," returned Mr. Wilkes with a nod. "I'm of the opinion that Skinny Joe's about the customer you need to look for, Captain. I'll go down with you to the fellow's old haunts, and we'll see what we can find."
Mr. Wilkes seemed tremendously interested. Dyke Darrell was naturally suspicious, and he was not ready to swallow everything his companion said as law and gospel. Of course, the large reward was a stimulant for men to be on the lookout for the midnight train robbers, and Mr. Wilkes' interests must be attributable to this.
"You see, I was Arnold Nicholson's friend, and I'd go a long way to see the scoundrels get their deserts who killed him, even if there was no reward in the case," explained the brakeman suddenly.
"Certainly," answered Dyke Darrell. "I can understand how one employed in the same train could take the deepest interest in such a sad..."